I love this time of year. The leaves on the trees are just beginning to change. The nights and the mornings are cooler, and my summer vegetable garden is starting to slow down. Lots of non-gardeners think that September is the harvest month, which is true, but if you have an intensively planted garden like I do, May, June, July, and August are also harvest months. Because my garden's production has slowed down a bit, I'm focusing my attention on longer-term projects for my garden. The slower pace of the fall garden is allowing for that, but also, by the time September rolls around, I'm less concerned with maximized vegetable production and am more interested in just some light garden piddling. Hi, I'm Carrie Hargrove, and you are listening to Farm Your Yard. Today, we are talking about the early fall garden task list. Firstly, I get a lot of questions right now about what vegetables can still be planted for fall consumption. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the outdoor gardening season is winding down pretty fast here in Mid-Missouri. The list of vegetables that you can still plant in your backyard garden and eat this fall has shrunk to just a few things. Spinach, radishes, and maybe, if you're lucky, some arugula and lettuce. Because the daylight length is shortening, plants are growing slower and might take a couple weeks longer to mature than is advertised on the seed packet. So, for example, you might have a package of mixed lettuce seed that says it will be ready to eat in 50 days. If you plant those seeds today, they might take 65 days to mature, just because of the dropping temperatures and the shorter days. Or there's always the possibility that they might never mature at all if fall temperatures drop fast and stay low in October. This is a hard lesson for most novice gardeners, that if you want fresh garden vegetables to eat in the fall, you've really got to plant them in the summertime. There is very little instant gratification in gardening, which I think is character building, but you always have to be thinking a couple months or more in advance. For example, back in June, I decided that in October, I would really enjoy eating some cabbages from my garden. So, because cabbages take a long time to grow, I knew I had to start them right then in late June. An intensively planted vegetable garden is all about anticipation, organization, and planning. But on the other hand, there's no harm in experimenting. If you haven't planted anything in your garden for the fall, but would like to try, go for it. If you want to try to plant leaf lettuce and some other quick-growing vegetable, I say go for it. It might work, but if it doesn't, you've learned an important gardening lesson, and you will be a better gardener because of it. The only two vegetables I have left to plant in my own personal garden are spinach and garlic. But as I said earlier, I'm always thinking ahead to the next gardening season, which right now is essentially next spring, since I don't do a lot in my garden for winter. Also, I'm always trying to improve the soil in my garden so that my vegetables are productive and abundant without me having to fertilize so much. Therefore, right now I am doing something scandalous. I am pulling out lots of my summer vegetable plants and planting what are known as cover crops. Yes, the tomato plants still have green tomatoes on them, but the plants are slowing down to a crawl, and I have limited space in my garden, so I want to act now. To me, the few pounds of tomatoes that I will get if I keep the plants in the ground are less important than grabbing at the opportunity to grow the fertilizer for next year's garden. So, last week I trotted out to my garden, ripped out my tomato plants, collected the green tomatoes, because, you know, fried green tomatoes are great, and planted rye and hairy vetch. These two plants are what we call cover crops. They are planted with the sole purpose of improving the soil. They'll grow in the garden over the winter time, thereby covering and protecting the soil, and I'll till them into my garden next spring. What began as a small handful of seeds will have turned into a dense mat of grass and legumes that will be eaten by the microbes in the soil and then turned into nutrition for the winter squash I will plant there next year. Incorporating cover crops into your vegetable garden can be tough because they take up space and your inclination is to devote all space to plants that produce food. But these cover crops will help produce the food in your garden next year, so I try to make room for them when I can. September and October are great months to plant cover crops that will live over the winter in your garden. Another task that is keeping me busy in the garden right now is planting perennial flowers. Mild fall weather offers gardeners a great opportunity to plant plants that are complementary to your vegetable garden. Much like cover crops, native and non-native flowers provide lots of benefits to your vegetable garden. Flowers lure pollinators and other beneficial insects to your garden. Some of these bugs will ensure that your tomato and cucumber flowers will actually turn into tomatoes and cucumbers. Or other bugs will make sure that your aphid population doesn't spin out of control. So in a nutshell, the more flowers that you can plant in your garden, the more bugs you will attract, and the better off your garden will be. Planting perennial flowers in the fall helps them settle into their new home over the winter season, so that when they explode with growth next spring, their roots will already have acclimated to their new place in the world. Just like cover crops, September and October are great times to plant perennial flowers in your garden. Or if you have a really mild fall like we did last year, you can even do some in November. So take some time this September to enjoy the changing of the seasons. While you're outside watching the monarchs flutter by, take a moment to get a few perennial flowers or cover crops tucked into your garden. Take a moment to plant the final fall vegetables. Or just take a moment to reflect on the closing of another garden season and how wonderful it has been. Thanks for listening. For KBIA and the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture, I'm Carrie Hargrove, and this is From Your Yard. If you are interested in learning more about CCUA, then I have a great opportunity for you. Come out to our annual end-of-the-season party, the Harvest Hootenanny, on October 7th from 3 to 8 to enjoy a Missouri-grown meal, music, and camaraderie. Visit our website, columbiaurbanag.org, for directions and details. And as always, happy gardening.